Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. This is the conclusion to episode 199. This is part two to God's Today. Today is Sunday, Father's Day, June 19th, 2011. Have a great day, dads. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. I have a couple quick announcements about Pastor Paul's club. It's located in Disciples Ministries, Historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food, you live anywhere in Minnesota, and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, you can call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday to register your household for monthly groceries. Now, Pastor Paul's Club is more than just free groceries once a month. Once you register as a club member, you're able to get free groceries once a month, but you can also pick up free bread every day. You can also purchase foods from Pastor Paul at ridiculously low prices. For instance, Pastor Paul has a lot of perishables, a lot of produce by the case and large quantities. We also have frozen foods by the case and large quantities. And you can purchase those from Pastor Paul's at ridiculously low prices. In fact, Pastor Paul asks that you just bring dollar bills. Anything larger than a 10, he will send you to Vegas. There you go. So dollar bills, you can purchase foods from Pastor Paul every day. And I'm at the grocery counter, so I will be registering you. And what I need you to bring is your picture ID, a current piece of mail to verify your address, and your verification of your household members the first time. You'll fill out a form. You'll be able to get groceries that day. So be sure to check that information out. I have it posted at Pastor Paul's website, which is www.pastorpaul.org. And there's a link in the show notes for that information. Now, about Pastor Paul's podcast, I hope you're listening to part one and part two, the conclusion. Now, they're published on Friday and Sunday, but you know when you subscribe, you'll be able to get the message all the time as soon as it's published, and you can listen anytime you want. So be sure to subscribe to Pastor Paul's podcast. Now, for the month of June, these are the following messages. God's will is your deliverance, a spiritual wind, God's Today, Peter, Do You Love Me? Four messages for the month of June, the beginning of summer. Also, I should mention, when you go to Pastor Paul's website at www.pastorpaul.org. Up at the top of the homepage, you're going to find the links to Pastor Paul's podcast, to Pastor Paul's blog, Twitter, Flickr, YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. If you go to Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to see the show notes where the scriptures that are in Pastor Paul's messages are located. So scripture links at the blog. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, on Thursdays, I do a live Tweets Inside. When I'm recording Pastor Paul's message in the digital format and then producing this podcast, I am doing live tweets as I listen to Pastor Paul's message. So be sure to check that out. Live Tweets Inside on Thursdays, generally on Thursdays. So if you have any questions, any comments, or you want to make a suggestion or give a testimony, here's the comment line, 1-877-489-0922. And the local number is 612-208-0916. All this information is located at Pastor Paul's blog. Listen, have a great month of June, and we love you listening. And be sure to register your household if you need food at Pastor Paul's Club. God bless you. Have a great month of June. We'll see you back here every week. And be sure to send this podcast to a friend. If you love them, you will send them the podcast. God bless you.
So now let's leave this cynical preacher for a while and head up the road. Let's get into this little spaceship or this hour ship or whatever you want to call it and go up into the future, into Philippians 3, 13 and 14, and hang on because here we go. Hundreds of years ahead. Now you're in this warp machine, okay? You're all sitting inside of this machine and the lights are flashing. We're going to take you on a little cruise hundreds of years ahead, the place where Paul is preaching. And there he is. He's right up ahead. We're catching up. And there he is. You mean that bald-headed little man down there? That little short dude down there? Yeah, that's him. Listen to what he has to say. This one thing I do. Now here's something that he does. See, he's doing something. Now here's the best thing you can ever do in the whole of your life. Now listen to it. It'll make you rich. This one thing I do. Now this is going to make you rich if you do this one thing. Forgetting those things which are behind. You didn't get that one, did you? This one thing I do. Now this is a works situation. Forgetting those things which are behind. You on the radio, can you forget that last jilt that you had, Mary Lou? And now listen to what he says. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Well, listen now. I press towards the mark for the prize. How many are hearing this? Forget about sleeping in this church. And you forget about it on the radio, too. Here's something you gotta do. Listen. This one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, they'll drive you crazy. Well, what's behind? You are. You're behind. We're behind. Forget that thing that's behind. And how do you forget that thing that's behind?
by pressing forward and reaching forth unto that high prize that marked the calling in Christ. Forget those things that are past. Now, how many are still in there on the countdown that I had? Forget it! When you go to bed tonight, say, "Oh, forget it." You want to sleep tonight? Lay down and say, "Oh, God, help me with your grace to forget it." Even if it was an exhilarating day, praise God for it and then forget it. Because there's a new day coming. Oh, remember 2 years ago, brother? Wasn't that wonderful? And every time you see that person, "Oh, I remember the last time I seen you 2 years ago. Wasn't that a great and glorious day in God?" Oh, I'll tell you, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, goes into 3 years ago, and 10 years ago, and 20 years ago. Wasn't that a great day? I'll never forget the anointing. Oh, wow. So even the victories, you can get hung up on a victory. And you can get into old war stories. Forget it. Oh, God, help me to forget today. Zonk. You want to go crazy? Think about what might happen. What's that one? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Forgetting those things. That used to be. Huh? Something like that? You want to go nuts? Huh? You already are nuts, huh? All right. You want to get un-nuts? How many here want to get un-nuts? Well, everybody wants that, don't they? You'd be nuts if you didn't, right? You got somebody dictating your life to you or something? Be miserable with me. Come. Come into the land of misery with me. Huh? Is that not nuts? I'm asking you. It might be kind of hard for you. And you teenagers that are listening to me, you might be listening right now and you're having someone say, "Come on in. Come on into misery with us." Well, it might be kind of hard at first not to get into miserableness with your friends. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You'll rejoice and jump up and down if you just don't make that step. Don't make it. Don't believe that. Misery loves company. It's the truth. But I don't love misery's company, do you? How many hearing this? How many are going to do that? This one thing. Can you do one thing? One thing. One thing. Paul says, "This one thing I do." And when you do that, you're ready for a move of God in your own life. This one thing I do. Now, you know what they said about Paul? That his bodily presence was repulsive and his speech implorable. Did he get hung up on that?
Did you hear what they said about me? And then they asked me after I brought him to Christ if I had credentials when I came back to see him.
No, he forgot about it. He was in prison and he forgot about it. Are you hearing this tonight? How many hearing it? Huh? Can you do that? Oh, this is a prize right here. Forgetting those things which are behind. Oh, isn't this a story of a useful life? Isn't it Paul's life? Though poor, he had made many rich for centuries. Instead of all his vanity, he had all is Jesus Christ. He's my everything. underneath the sun. And the other one was singing, there is nothing new underneath the sun. He's my everything, rolled up into one. Woo-hoo! You hearing it? Well, what is the secret? This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize. He had only one prize. See, some of us got more than one prize. Did you ever have tried to run after two things at the same time? Or three things or four things, and you got too many things, too many prizes? It's like Christmas when there's too many gifts. Years ago, you only got one gift. That was it. I remember sitting, and I got one gift. You know what it was? A pair of socks. There was nothing in it either. It wasn't hung by the chimney because there was a skylight, and it was a one-bedroom apartment for five people. A pair of socks. And you know what? I opened that package up, and I said, wow! A pair of socks. Thanks, Mom, and thanks, Dad. Hooray! And a bag of candy. And an apple. But now they got so much, so many prizes. See, there's only one prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. You go after any other prize, and I'll tell you what, you're going to be miserable and wretched and poor. You're going to be like the Laodiceans. We are rich and increased in goods. And Jesus said, you don't even know. He says that you're miserable and wretched and you're poor. But he only had one goal. Oh, so nice to have one goal. So nice to have one prize. So nice to have one purpose. You know, a lot of millionaires owe that to having their success. Huh? They owe their success to God, really. Why? This one thing I do. They're going to go out there and make money. You know what? They do. See, Paul was a specialist. He didn't have several enterprises, not even two. He gave all his time and all of his attention and all of his ability to this one thing I do. How many hearing this? Forget it. How many young people right now are just living and they need to hear the message like this, forgetting those things that are past? How many older people need to hear a message like that? Forgetting those things that are past. Well, the world even says, forget you! Say amen, somebody. Why don't you say that? Go to the mirror and say, forget you! Doesn't the song say that? Forget about yourself, concentrate on me and worship me? Doesn't it get concentrated in life when you have one thing? Oh, I got a one-track mind right now. Doing the work of the Lord. And I got on them, one thing I do, I got on them vegetable things. Every day, going down, seeking for more vegetables, praying for more vegetables, more fresh fruit. What's happened? Well, come on now. What's happened? You're up with those runs. What's happened? Concentrated prayer. Concentrated believing. Concentrated. Now, you can't glory in yesterday. Then people are going to be up there waiting for a today situation, right? They're going to say, well, wasn't it great last week? Yeah, but man, I'm hungry now. I don't want to hear about last week. I mean, what do you mean? And then they come back the next week. Well, how about 2 weeks ago? No. It's the same with your life, don't you understand? It's so basic and it's so simple, it just staggers your imagination sometimes how simple it is. And God made the gospel simple so that none should perish and all should have everlasting life. And yet there's a lot of people that are so into themselves they won't receive the gospel. It's too simple. Make it more complicated. Okay, hang off of the IDS building by one finger. Huh? How many here in this? Concentrate. Look at the bees. They fly around. This one thing we do. Do you ever see the ants? This one thing we do. And they all march and they carry leaves and they carry this and they carry... This one thing we do. You ever watch them beavers? There was a show on Sunday, I think it was, on Channel 2 or something like that, on beavers. This one thing we do. Narn, 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 narn. A tree goes down, huh? Yeah, they're just like they were crazy, but they had one thing to do, build a dam. Narn, 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 quip, huh? And they were dragging this stuff with their teeth, and they were swimming, their little beady eyes up there, swimming, they were patting, and they'd turn around, plap, plap, plap with their tail. This one thing we do. What are you doing? Building the dam. What are you doing? Building an anthill. Getting ready for cold weather. Preparation. What are you bees doing? Well, we're honeycombing. This one thing we do. And they had a show on there about this laser beam. And it was so concentrated. And it was so concentrated on this metal, it burned right through this whole thing. Why? This one thing we do. I was told many times in my life, you know what? The problem with you is you got a one-track mind. I'd rather have a one-track mind than a Grand Central Station mind, wouldn't you? Huh? I might rather have a one-track mind, long as it's on the right track. But also here we have Paul, and he had a very worthy cause, that I may lay a hold of that which I was laid a hold of by Jesus Christ. Jesus, it says, laid a hold of Paul, arrested him, it says, on the Damascus Road, but Jesus wanted more of Paul's salvation. And here's what he says to him. Rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things which I will appear unto thee. And so here is Jesus remaking Paul. But also it says he wanted to make him a minister. He saved him that he might become a witness. And that's what you're saved for, to become a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. This one thing. You want to get messed up? Well, then just get into remembering everything that's ever happened to you, even since you've been a Christian in your spiritual walk, and you will just lay down and froth at the mouth and die. And so here he is. He transformed him so others might receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you ever think about your own life, how you've been transformed and translated? This one thing I do. Day by day, the Lord changed him. Let's clean house here tonight. I mean, every day we should clean out our old and useless and make room for new. It's like your desk. I had my desk downstairs. It accumulates a whole lot. I don't know. I always promise myself, now this desk is not going to get junky. It's real nice and neat, and after this I'll put everything in its place. 2 days later, that thing is so heaped up with junk. And so I look at it and I say, well, now, how did the desk get like that? Huh? How did it get like that? Well, it got like that because I allowed it to get like that. And so I have to take and I have to sweep away the old and make ready for the new. And so I go through all the mail. And do you know what? Most of the mail that I kept from the day before I can throw away. This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are past and pressing forward towards the high mark to calling in Christ. You mean everything, forgetting all those things which are... Everything? How about my winter coat? No, you keep your winter coat because winter's coming around. Well, how about my unpaid bills? How about forgetting about those things? No, I'm not talking about that. That's not honest. Remember to be honest and don't forget that. Don't forget the... Yeah, you hear this? Don't forget the wrongs that you did. Make them right. See, you can't enter the joy of the Lord unless you make it right. Are you hearing this? I think a lot of times people say, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, and they got markers in their book. See, and they got markers in there, and every time they turn right to the same old thing again. Throw away all the markers. throw away all the wrongs you suffered. That's kind of hard to do, isn't it? Isn't it nice to hold on to all the wrongs you've suffered? Did somebody tell you off, Bucky boy? Were they mean to you and stuff? Did you get hurt? Forget it. Throw it out! You know what they did to me? Then they did this, and they did that. Oh my God, it just goes on and on. Forget it. Forget it. They're going to be doing new stuff to you tomorrow. How many are hearing this? I think I'll just hold on to this thing. Listen to what Paul says. Now, don't forget about being kind to people. Don't forget about having mercy with people. Don't forget about the people that had sympathy for you when you're going through a real heavy trial. No. Remember the good things. Throw away the bad things. Paul says, the Lord gave me mercy under the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Don't forget God's mercy. Did somebody send you a love letter lately? Well, don't forget that. Don't forget that. Whew. Woman came in today and she says, you know how many people are listening to your radio program and how you're so much appreciated? And I almost said, well, where's all that money then if they're so appreciated? I didn't say it. I just said, well, I really appreciate that you came in here and spent your time to tell me that. Isn't that great that she took her time to come in here and say that? She says, you realize how many people listen to that broadcast? Were you injured? Were you cheated? Were you talked about? Well, I say this, keep the honey and throw out the acid. Right? Forget all the ill treatment or you'll become sick and need treatment. If you receive ill treatment, you become ill. You become cynical and bitter and hateful. Or you may get revenge, but you'll suffer also. You hearing this? See, if you're going to give somebody else hell, you got to pick up hell first. Huh? You want to give somebody hell, then you got to pick up hell and give it to them. So you got to handle it yourself first. And so I went to my desk and I thought, I'm going to check out this large desk drawer. I usually accumulate quite a bit of garbage in there too, full of mistakes and failures. Throw them all out. Forget them. Sort of an in-desk filing cabinet. You ever seen those? Maybe you're listening on the radio. Do you have a sin? Did you fall? Maybe you have a secret sin. Well, I'll say this. Turn your back on it, face the Lord Jesus Christ, and say, forget it. Forgetting those things which are behind. Simply turn your back on them. Lose yourself. Put yourself behind. Forget self. Forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Reach out for other people. Head for the hilltops. And know to get to the hilltops, there's going to be a lot of valleys. Reach out for Jesus Christ. And I hear someone saying on the radio, but I have failed. Well, so his disciples failed too when they were to pray with him in the garden. And what did Jesus say after they failed? Rise up, let us be going. See, eternity is just ahead. Did you know that? But remember, before we go ahead, let's go back and look at Ecclesiastes one more time before I close this message. And take a look at this preacher that said there is nothing new under the sun, and listen to what he says. This is going to be good, so listen. Listen to what this preacher finally found out. The preacher that said all is vanity. And you'll say whatever happened to him. He came to a discovery at the very end. He discovered God. And this discovery of God gave him a sense of duty, and he came to, and I ought to, and I owe. Here is his conclusion to his whole message. I think this is so great. Here it is. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. After all that negativeness, he came to the firm conclusion to seek God with all your heart, all your heart, mind, and soul, and that was the first duty of man. I thought back when I was getting ready for this message of the jailer that didn't notice Paul and Silas bleeding, but right after that he was saved, after the prison doors were opened by the shaking of the joy of the Lord, and they took him home, they dressed their wounds, it says. He found out that he had a few obligations. Do you know tonight that you're obligated to Jesus Christ? And you know what the obligation is? Forgetting those things that are past and pressing forward towards a high mark, the calling in Christ. And so the preacher of old says like this, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Maybe you're listening on the radio and you're old. Remember now. And Paul says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are past and behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ. And so now then, eternity is just ahead. Are you going to, you listening on the radio, reject Jesus Christ right now? Don't put it off until tomorrow. Maybe this is your last call before your heart is hardened forever and ever. No matter if you live 50 years more, the hardening process is tuning up right now. Do you know that every time that you say no, you're listening on the radio to Jesus Christ, you harden your heart just a little bit more? Do you know that? Do it now and receive Jesus. Forget old hurts, even from Christians. Begin your journey home tonight, last train. Last train, we left on this sort of a boomer, and now we're going on the last train. It's called the Hallelujah Train. No round trips, no stops, no layovers in Purgatory Junction. It's up to you. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's where it's all at. No, you cannot get one for your wife. I hear someone saying, well, I'd like to get a ticket for myself, and could I get one for my wife? No. Don't wait on your wife if she doesn't want to go. You take care of yourself. She's got to receive Jesus all for herself. How many heard this message tonight? If you'll just let me read something here. And this is Jesus speaking. John 14, 1 and 4, 1 through 4 says like this. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way where I am going. Jesus is the way. Just before I came up here tonight, I opened up the Psalm, and the Psalm 95 and 7, and it says like this, and listen to what David has to say about all this. For he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Break that down a little bit, will you, Pastor? For he is our God. Here is the master region for worship right now. He has chosen you to be your elected. You're sitting in here right now, and some of you aren't even saved yet. God has chosen you to be his elect. And it says, goes on, he is ours. Then it says, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. As he belongs to us, so then do we belong to him. My beloved is mine, it says, and I am his. And so we have a God that feeds us and keeps us daily and with much consistency. Now listen to the warning, you out there on the radio. My sheep hear my voice. Will this turn out to be your character? Today, if you will hear his voice. What a dreadful if. See, a lot of people don't hear him. If you will hear him. Well, when do you got to hear him? Hear him today. Hear him now. You out there, then you Christians, you that are here right now, don't hear all those things of yesterday. Hear him now, today. You want to get totally free? Well, then when you go to bed tonight, say, forget it. Forget it. Press forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ. That's become my banner. Forget it. Pressing forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ. Oh, once in a while I revive little things. Not too often. Forget it. How many are going to say that tonight when you go to bed? Go to bed. It's the greatest thing that can ever happen to you. Forget it. Even if it's the greatest day you ever had, say, God, I praise you for today, but I'm going to forget it because I'm going to press forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ, and there is a new day. Every day, there is something new under the sun. In Ecclesiastes, the preacher found out what it was. Found out that God is a God of now. It's now God, and it's now faith. Did you get anything out of this message tonight? You on the radio, I hope you got something out of it. I hope you come out of the dumps. That's what I hope. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody in here that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? Anybody? Anybody in the balcony? Pretty crowded up there, but... Anybody? You all born again in here? You're not born again, sir? I'll pray with you. Okay, well, we'll pray for you, and then, you know, then how about you, honey? Are you born again? Okay. Let's just pray with you right now. And I'm going to pray with you, young man, and after that you're saved, you're going to be saved. That's it, okay? Just pray with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. Now, Jesus, baptize and fill me with God's Holy Spirit. Give me wisdom and knowledge, peace, joy, and love. And Lord, a new language to praise your holy name. Praise God, I am saved and filled with God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless you. God bless you. Okay, a quick testimony from anybody in here. Maybe the Lord showed you something for the radio audience tonight. Somebody with a quickie? Well, I got one. I'm going to give one. I'm going to go to bed tonight. I'm going to say, forget it. No, I take it back. I'm going to say, forget it, plop. You know how many minds would be free if they could say that and believe God, that was the truth, if they could just lay down and say, forget it. Do you say that to people? They come up, I'm awful sorry about what I did to you. Say, forget it. You're telling them to forget it, but do you forget it? No, you leave and you say, yeah, forget it after you did all that to me. Huh, what a bum in front of all them people, huh? Isn't that the truth? Yeah, it is the truth, isn't it? See, you start to examine those things. They're kind of funny, aren't they? Oh, forget it. No, it didn't bother me a bit. No. And you've been up all night. All night. Huh? Didn't get no sleep at all. Oh, don't give it a second thought. You've been thinking about it all night yourself. Huh? Forget. Didn't mean nothing. Oh, it didn't bother me. No, it didn't bother me any. Hey. When you say it, ask for the grace of God to help you to mean it. God, help me to say it and mean it. Forget it. You know what? When you mean that and you have the spirit of expectancy for what's going to happen the next day, it'll just blow your mind what God will do. But today I was waiting. Oh, there's something that you didn't cover, Mick. We had everything for this equipment thing downstairs. I got these three cookers. And then I had to have another little boiler unit to go with it, which came into being with another little cooker, and also one of these condensation pumps along with it. Well, then we needed a backup unit of a hot water tank. So a truck happened to be going by here, and George and those guys were outside, and this guy came by, and he says, he had these trailer full of hot water tanks. He says, hey, do you guys need a hot water tank? So he says, yeah. So drove in the lot and dropped one off. And I was up here talking to a guy, and I says, yeah, well, the only thing I have left to get now is a hot water tank. He says, Golly, he says, I got one's only a year old. It's a commercial tank. It's a great big old thing. Which, could you use it? I said, sure. So God gave us two hot water tanks. Well, you know what? I was expecting one, though. I didn't claim it. I claim, you know, I didn't get into all that. But it was just a spirit of expectation. I didn't know if God was going to send the money for it, or if I was going to have to go out and, you know, whatever, beg for it or whatever. I didn't know. I just had an expectant. I expected it, see? And there it was. I mean, isn't that great? See? I could have got hung up on, oh, gee. And I went, and I had thrown one away. I didn't know what it was. It was one of them, didn't even look like a hot water tank, but it was. And I had thrown one away, and I could have got hung up on that. Oh, I threw one away. Oh, I threw it away. Why did I do that? Oh, I'm so dumb. I could kill myself. Oh, I hate myself. Oh, you're so dumb. I hate you. People could have been punching on me and everything else. I'd say, just leave me alone. I'm so dumb. I'm no God. I didn't get into all that, and I got two hot water tanks. How about that? Huh? Isn't that great? Isn't that exciting? Well, that completed the whole thing that we need for this soup kitchen down there. I mean, just fantastic the way God brought this in. And that to me is so exciting. You know what I mean? And he also brought in the money for that cooler. Hey. Isn't that exciting? With a nice red floor in it? I mean, I already can see that thing. I'm already opening up the door in that. Oh, wait, I'm getting it now. It's coming in loud and clear. Fruits and vegetables, it's over full. It isn't big enough, Lord. Then I asked this guy, give me this good deal, and then I asked him, I said, I might as well get a bold all the way. So then I asked him, I said, now, of course, I have this large room up front, and I would like to condition that. And I don't want to insulate it and all that. I just want it to be a cooler of sorts to put potatoes and vegetables. Now, this thing will hold megatons underneath the steps, under the front steps here. So he said, yeah. He says, I know where there's a unit, self-contained unit. You just run the wires over to it and plug it in. It's like a 3 horsepower. It'll more than cool that room off. You know, you'll have to turn it down. So now he's working on getting me one, getting me that thing over there. I call that. Isn't that exciting? Well, I'll say it's exciting. It is. Okay. Okay. Lord, just bless these people here tonight. Thank you for this audience and the radio audience. Thank you for the many beautiful things that you're doing in our lives as we forget those things that are past, pressing forward towards the high mark to calling in Christ. Lord, just thank you for the many, many things you have done and are going to be doing in the future, Lord, as we just now live in that spirit of expectation in praying, but not praying amiss, but praying a right-on prayer to meet the needs of the poor and the needy down here on the north side. God, we are excited to be used in this way, and we ask, Lord, that you just use us up, that we may be used for your honor and your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Okay, Rhody, were you going to sing?
There you have it, the conclusion to episode 199. That was part 2 to God's Today. If you missed part 1, be sure to go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com, where you'll find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts. You will find scripture links within the messages located at the blog in the show notes each week. Join us next Friday for Pastor Paul's message, Peter, Do You Love Me? That'll be part 1 on Friday. Better yet, subscribe to the podcast so you will receive those as soon as they're published. Have a great week. God bless you, and happy Father's Day.
You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. Oh, when the light.